Okay, we're on. So hello, my name is Aubrey and I'm working with the Tacoma Public Library Community Archive Center. And we are at the Hilltop Story Fest today with Maria Stockard. And let's begin with the first question. What does this neighborhood mean to you?
This neighborhood brings back memories from my childhood, 1965. Lived here temporarily with my grandmother. It was my mom, my two sisters, and my uncle. And I was trying to find the bearing because it was either L Street or M Street. And it was across the street from a Presbyterian church with a parking lot. And my grandmother was living in a large home, two stories, large backyard. And I went to Lowell School. And I actually want to drive to see if Lowell School is still open for kindergarten. But I do remember one night we were in the living room and I saw a glow from one of the windows. I walked to the window and across the street, I saw what I told my grandmother were white ghosts and they were burning a cross across the street. And she immediately grabbed me, took me down to the floor and just told me to be quiet. And I remember just lying there, hearing the crackling of the burning, hearing chants of nigger, get out of here, nigger, get out of here. And I'm asking I wanted to ask my grandmother what was going on, and she just said, be quiet. And we stayed there, and then she had us crawl to the back bedroom, and we got into bed. The next morning, I asked her, what was it? And she just said, you don't want to know. It wasn't until, gosh, probably when I was 10 or 11, that I realized there was the the KKK were across the street. And she never really talked about that story. And it was just kind of sad because at 5, I didn't know what was going on, but I could tell my grandmother was afraid.
Yeah, that must have been terrifying.
And to me, when I hear people talk about the South and talk about how great things were in the North, I just say, not necessarily, because this is what happened in a neighborhood I was growing up when I was in kindergarten, and I didn't know what was happening. But I do have fond memories of the area beyond that, because I think my grandmother shielded me from what was really happening. I do remember Cassius Clay, Olympics. That was a fun part. I remember that. But growing up at Lowell School, it wasn't until after I left the area that I realized my uncle and myself were the only, two of a few blacks in the area. So I didn't really realize how segregated the area was. Again, this is all knowing now what I didn't know then. But my grandmother, again, just shielding us from the time. But Tacoma, you know, kindergarten, first grade, and then back to Seattle.
Right. Well, how has this neighborhood shaped who you are or who you want to be?
I think it shaped me because when she did move to Seattle, she moved to Madrona area, and that was in 67. And then 68, Black Panther Party came to Seattle, second headquarters in the country. I was older then. I think at that point, I remember seeing them in the neighborhood, wondering who were they, thinking about how powerful they appeared to me, because I saw that people appreciated their presence. Again, at that time, I was 8 years old, but had seen on the news Black people being hit, chased with dogs. So again, this was the imagery I was seeing, but in my family, no one was really talking about it. So I didn't know, again, what was happening and the why, but I just knew police were to be feared. Black Panthers weren't fearful, so I wanted to be a Panther. I was just in Seattle wanting to be a Panther. Still hadn't made that connection between the KKK and the Panthers at that time. But then as I got older, started reading books, realizing, okay, this is, you know, now I know a movement. This is what they're teaching, and feeling proud and wanting to be part of it. But, you know, being 8 years old, attended the breakfast programs, homework, but I told them I wanted to join. They told me to go home, little girl, stay in school.
You've seen a lot before you were even 10 years old.
Yeah. And if you think about the 60s, right? What, 63, Kennedy, Meagher Evers, another Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. I mean, it's endless. But I think what's troublesome, again, no one was really talking about it in the household. So I didn't understand what was happening and the why. I do remember going to Stevens School in Seattle, walking to school, seeing a police car, and there was, and this was on several occasions, there was a big boulder by Holy Names Academy, and it wasn't until I was 30, we were driving in the area, I told my mom, there's my rock. And she's like, what are you talking about? I said, I used to hide behind that rock, walking to school, when the police drove by, because I thought they were going to either chase dogs, have dogs chase me, or beat me with a stick. And she's like, you never told me. And I'm like, you never asked. But I just remember that rock was my hiding place. So it must have been a route that they had in the morning when I was walking to school, because I would see them on several occasions. So these are the things that you don't know what your kids are thinking about, or what they see, what they're internalizing, but nobody was talking about it.
Well, I know you said you're worried about nobody talking about it in the household, but you're going to reach a much wider audience talking about it with us today, so we really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot more exposure, social media, and I think as adults, we need to be mindful of what our kids are seeing, what they're hearing, talking about it, so they don't really internalize it or just not understand it, because it can create a lot of fear unnecessarily, and just be open to it. And I didn't ask. I think, you know, we were taught you don't really ask questions. You just kind of be silent. So right. I just took it all in. But now I know, and I think part of this program that you all are doing is good, because it's letting people know what's happening, what has happened, and how we should move forward in educating our children.
Now, we couldn't do it without people like you, so we really appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for doing this.